as much as there was need to protect the workers from these mass terminations, my view was that the government should have amended that section only through the General Laws Amendment Act, and then continued to debate the other aspects at the tripartite fora, because the problem now what we are having is that all the employers and the workers, they are complaining that the bill is putting either constituents in a worse position.
The Parliamentary Legal Committee issued an adverse report saying there were problems with the effect that the bill would be applied retroactively. Is this not likely to cause constitutional problems in future?
No, I don't see any constitutional problem on that provision, because in terms of the law, you can actually legislate in retrospective where there was no law. Remember, the Supreme Court judgment says that the common law right to terminate on notice was still existent, but that was not a right that was being given in the Labor Act. It was not there. What was given in the Labor Act, it's the mechanism on how to exercise that right. So what the Parliament is simply saying is that from a particular date, that right should cease to exist. And legally, that can't be a point of unconstitutionality. We don't see that happening, because if you look in Zimbabwe, we've got a precedent of the land reform, the war veterans laws, the number of laws that had given the retrospectivity in regard to the application. So it's not news, so to say.